Hi there. Let's take a look at some key quotes from Act 1 of An Inspector Calls. Starting with key quotes from Sheila. Sheila says, "Why, you fool, who knows?" This exclamation shows that Sheila has quickly realised that Ghoul is shrewd, which means he has good judgment and smart. She knows that they cannot hide anything from him and that he knows all of the answers and how they're all involved. She knows he is asking them questions to get them to realise their involvement themselves. Here, she shows maturity and intelligence. "So I'm really responsible?" Sheila's first action to Inspector Gould's questioning is to accept her responsibility for her actions. Although she is still very worried about how the experience affects her, she acknowledges that she played a key role in Eva Smith's suicide. This contrasts to Berling's complete denial. "Is it the one that you wanted me to have? Now I really feel engaged." Sheila doesn't feel properly engaged until she gets a ring. Upper class women get a fancy ring when they got engaged to show them that someone new instead of their father owned them. Now that she's got the ring, the symbol of ownership, she seems to feel the new ownership too. So the key quotes said by Sheila in Act 1 are, "Why, you fool, he knows." "So I'm really responsible?" And, "Is it the one you wanted me to have? Now I really feel engaged." Now let's have a look at the key quotes from Mr. Berling in Act 1. "A man has to make his own way and has to look after himself and his family too." Priestley uses Berling to highlight selfish capitalist views. Right before Inspector Gould arrives, Berling is seen trying to educate Gerald and Eric on how he feels the world should work. He encourages them to only think about themselves and not to help anyone else in society. He feels that people can only be responsible for themselves, feels that everyone is responsible for their own fate, and if people fail, it's their own fault. "I can't accept any responsibility." Throughout the play, Mr. Berling refuses to accept that he played any part in Eva Smith's death. His involvement with Eva was so small and unimportant that he could not have led to her death. He implies that Eva's misfortune was her own fault. Berling shows upper-class pre-war attitudes of denial, which means not accepting the blame, and refusing to acknowledge the consequences that their actions had on lower-class people. So, the key quote said by Mr. Berling in Act 1 are, "A man has to make his own way, has to look after himself and his family too," which Priestley uses Berling to highlight selfish capitalist values. Berling encourages people to only think about themselves and not to help anyone else in society. He feels that everyone is responsible for their own fate, and if people fail, it's their own fault. He also says, "I can't accept any responsibility." He argues that his involvement with Eva was so small and unimportant it could not have led to her death. He implies that Eva's misfortune was her own fault. Now let's have a look at what Mrs. Berling says. She says, "Arthur, you're not supposed to say such things." Mrs. Berling has strong views about appropriate conversation topics, both at the dinner table and in front of company. She scolds Mr. Berling many times, meaning telling him off, for what she thinks are inappropriate comments or topics. But although she is of a higher social class than him, she still has very little power over him because he is a male. This means he is the head of the household and in charge of the family. The rules of a patriarchal society, meaning one ruled by men, were more important than the rules of social standing. When you're married, you realise that men with important work to do sometimes spend nearly all their time and energy on their business. You'll have to get used to that, just as I had. Mrs. Berling highlights the gender differences in pre-war Britain. Women generally had much less power and place in society than men. Even upper-class women had to live by the rules of men. Mrs. Berling highlights this by trying to teach her daughter about the expectations for women. So the key quotes said by Mrs. Berling in Act 1 are, "When you're married, you'll realise that men with important work to do sometimes spend nearly all their time and energy on their business. You'll have to get used to that, just as I had." And here Mrs. Berling highlights the gender differences in pre-war Britain. Women generally had much less power and place in society than men. Even upper-class women had to live by the rules of men. Mrs. Berling highlights this by trying to teach her daughter about the expectations for women and says, "Arthur, you're not supposed to say such things." She has strong views about appropriate conversation topics, both at the dinner table and in front of company. She scolds Mr. Berling many times for what she thinks are inappropriate comments or topics. Although she is of a higher social class than him, she still has very little power over him because he is the male. Now let's look at a quick analysis of a key quote from Sheila in Act 1. "Is this the one you wanted me to have? Now I really feel engaged." This is where Gerald decides on a ring. He wants to share his wealth and status with an expensive symbol. The social rules. Social rules said that upper-class women got a fancy ring to show that someone new instead of their father owned them. Now Gerald has decorated her with his mark. She almost feels the new ownership. and doesn't feel engaged until she gets the fancy jewellery. The key quote said by Sheila in Act 1 are, "So I'm really responsible," which is her first reaction to Inspector Gould's questioning, is to accept responsibility for her actions. Although she is still worried about how the experience affects her, she acknowledges that she played a key role in Edith Smith's suicide. This contrasts to Mr. Burling's complete denial. "Why, you fool, he knows." This exclamation shows that Sheila has quickly realised that Gould is shrewd and smart. She knows that they cannot hide anything from him and that he knows all of the answers and how they are all involved. She shows maturity and intelligence here. "Is it the one he wanted me to have? Now I really feel engaged." She doesn't feel engaged until she gets the official jewellery. Societal rules said that upper class women got a fancy ring to show that someone new instead of their father owning them.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more revision, or you just realised how close your exams are, then just head over to senecalearning.com where you can revise all of your GCSE subjects absolutely free. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, you'll find the link in the bio. If not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow all of our revised podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people find our podcasts.